In the Old Testament, we find that God gave His Word to those whom He loved, His own children. We often talk about the children of Israel, and we find that they heard the Word. Usually, early on, they heard it through great men, possibly like Abraham, later men like Moses, even great leaders like David or Solomon. But as we think about all of these individuals, we see that as they proclaimed the will of God or the Word of God, that the people had to hear and listen in order that they might obey. Well, the reality is we need to do the same today. Under the new law of Christ, one still has the responsibility to hear. For how can we respond to something that we have not yet heard of? You might recall there in Acts chapter 2, even the day that the church was established, as Peter proclaimed the great gospel sermon and spoke of the great sacrifice Jesus Christ had made by shedding His blood on the cross, and how now that it was the same Jesus whom God hath made both Lord and Savior. You might recall in Acts chapter 2 with me in the text, as in verse 37, it states this, "Now when they heard this," well, you see, they heard the gospel. They heard the message of Jesus Christ. And then what was the results of hearing? It says they were cut to the hearts. They realized that they had sinned, and in the fact that they had sinned, that they had to do something to get out of sin. And so therefore they cried out, "What must we do?" And they were told to repent and be baptized. Well, as we think about that, we have other examples in the same book. If you'll turn over to Acts chapter 8, I think one of our best examples that we refer to often is there about the Ethiopian eunuch. And you might recall as the eunuch there was a man who seemed to be very religious. In fact, he had been worshiping God. And now it was Philip called up by the Spirit, a man of God, who was sent to the chariot. And as he arrived there at the chariot, because the Spirit of God had sent him that he might help the eunuch know more perfectly the will of God. Well, as he arrives there, it's interesting what it is that Philip asks and then the response that he gets from the eunuch. If you'll notice there, as Philip ran verse 30 to the chariot, it states there that he came up to it and he asked the question, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And in verse 31, the eunuch says, "How can I unless someone guides me?" How interesting. He had scriptures. He had the Word of God. And it even said that Philip begins preaching from that place in Isaiah, and he preaches Jesus to him. But yet he still needed to hear. He needed guidance from someone who certainly was from God. And so no doubt that's why when we turn over to the familiar passage of Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, and it states, faith comes by hearing. You know that we need faith because it's impossible to please God without faith, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. But here it states how we get to a point of faith, and that's by hearing the Word of God. And so when we've heard the Word of God and we respond obediently to what we have heard and obey, then we are able to show that we've demonstrated our faith in action, that which God commands. So I might ask, have you heard the Word of God? And have you responded to it so that you might be found faithful in His sight?